This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and forget trigger warnings before movies. I need horny warnings.
I'm Brandi Posey, and sometimes you feel like a ghost, sometimes you don't.
Oh my God.
You guys get it?
Wait, what? No.
It's like from the Almond Joy commercial.
Sometimes you feel like a,
yeah,
a nut.
But what's
a
nut. The, but I get the...
What's the... Just
do you ever
ghost?
Just like feel like a ghost? Because oh, like oh. Nobody knows you.
Oh
nobody,
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
Already knows you.
I yeah, get you. Yeah. I get you.
Anyway, that's my joke.
So you also feel like a nut.
Yeah.
I'm Tess Parker, and you're goddamn right. I'm currently RSVP'd for something called Namaste Stoned Yoga.
And this is Lady to Lady.
You didn't keep a secret.
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out. With your favorite ladies, ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yeah!
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Because
which ones
sometimes
are
you feel like a
nut?
No, then you have to check out the thing. They go, sometimes you feel like a, sometimes you...
Yeah.
So classic me to jump the gun like that. I always like the part when I'm like, I'm going to like sing this part of the song out loud. It's always like a couple measures too early. I never am quite there.
It's all right. I've never had either of those candy bars.
What?
I've never had an Almond Joys or Mounds.
Are you an un-coconut person? Because I was for a long time.
I was too. I've come to coconut late in the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I've learned to appreciate it.
I think coconut's an adult flavor.
Absolutely.
Because the texture's a little too weird for kids.
Oh, that was one of my favorite Halloween candies, was both Almond Joy and Mounds.
Really?
But also fruit leather, so.
I didn't like fruit leather. It was forced on me.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
why
yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
Why coconut was an upgrade.
Sure. Yeah. It was enough. It made do. Yeah, okay.
If you'd had some fruit by the foot, she would have been like, fuck this coconut. Why would I eat a real fruit?
God damn it.
I'm not going to eat
yeah,
a real
way,
food.
My parents made us eat fruit leather for lunch dessert. But then Halloween came around and it was all bets off. I mean, we would have these sacks.
You can't keep the kids away from it. You can't.
I know.
You can't instill the fruit leather rule during Halloween.
But we were like binge eating candy for 3 months out of the year because we would get these huge
right.
pillowcases.
Did your parents give out candy or did they give out fruit leather?
Candy.
Okay, I didn't know.
I know. No, I know.
I don't know if they're like the Penny family or not.
No,
I assumed
like no
you didn't come from
reason
that.
To them. They're really some things they're hippies about, and some things I'm just like. We had a gas tank on our property. It was a little libertarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the feel I'm getting.
That line is basically, are you showering because you're just fucking cool with it, or are you showering to spite somebody? That's the libertarian line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Libertarian hippie line.
I remember my dad explaining to me what libertarianism, because he had a brief spell with it when I was a kid. And I remember he wanted to be a libertarian because that's how much he liked smoking cigarettes, is he was like, yeah, libertarians will let you smoke wherever you want. And so he changed his party affiliation to align with his smoking beliefs.
Is that a thing of theirs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can just do whatever you want. They don't believe in driver's licenses.
Yeah.
What?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Or speed limits.
No. What a weird belief.
No,
it's
public
like
schools.
Fucking anarchists, but also like narcs.
Yeah. It like, yeah. Almost could be cool. Like Hunter S. Thompson was libertarian. I feel like they've gotten weirder.
Yeah, for sure. But they also, like, don't acknowledge, like, their view is, like, inherently problematic because they don't acknowledge, like, you know, all of the systems in place that, like, hurt people.
Yeah, yeah. Which I definitely learned when we talked to that guy, that libertarian.
Oh, Smash Mouth.
In between Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray.
No.
As you do.
Yeah. They've probably got a pretty big
who seemed cool and then did not seem cool,
that's
which
a
I think is
a
libertarian.
Yeah, that's a libertarian. Yeah. Yeah.
No. You're like, all right, that's fine. They take a turn. And you're like, oh yeah, weed for everybody, fucking gay marriage. And then they're like, ugh, and they take a real bad turn. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
I'll still, to be honest with you, I'll still take a libertarian over a regular repub.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because at least weed.
Right. There's a few at least.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of freedom, it's the 4th of July.
Oh, my God. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. This wow. is, it's just us on the podcast today.
Yep.
Because we have something to talk about.
Let's get up something to talk
Do we look
about.
A little bit different? Do we look a little bit different? Do we sound a little bit different to you?
Notice anything?
We've made
We're
a change.
Independent? Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Guys,
so.
We left Maximum Fun. Uh-huh. They've been our home for 5 years. We've really enjoyed being with them. We have nothing but love and thanks for them. But we just felt like it was time for us to move on.
Yeah. We looked at our sort of situation and the model was no longer really a great fit for us.
Yeah.
So we're actually very excited. This is Independence Day. We thought this was a great day to talk to you guys about it. Mm-hmm. We're pumped. We're going to be doing our own thing.
Yeah, we're doing our own thing, and so now we're on our own, and that means we have started a Patreon, mm-hmm. and we're really excited about it. It's like a really good chance for us to really, you know, make some money for ourselves doing the podcast, because I do think a lot of people think that we might, you know, make more than we do, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We don't, we really have made very, very, very little and haven't been able to help ourselves and bring you guys more stuff that we want to bring you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really great being part of the Maximum family. We're still going to be guesting on their shows and everything.
Yeah.
And we've been a part of it for 5 years. And once you're family, you're family. But like we're, you know, we look at our numbers and we see how many of you guys, we think don't listen to other Max Fun shows. So I think it's like time for us to like just really just embrace everybody.
And talk even more for your ears to hear.
Yeah.
That's what we all want.
That's the big thing.
Which you got to get these almond. I mean, if you're missing out on these Almond Joy Mounds conversations,
the world would be remiss.
Yes, we had a real hot riff before we started recording about all the different kinds of Reese's out there. So bonus content coming your way sooner or later.
So you can go sign up right now on patreon.com/ladytolady. We've got all the info on there. It's pretty basic. We didn't go like two nuts with it, you know. We wanted it to be pretty straightforward and offer you guys some like cool tiers with extra shit.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's on there.
So it's just, we have like a $1, $5, and $10. For $1 a month, basically we'll give you a shout out here on the show, and we thank you very much for
our
that
eternal love.
We will say your name on the show.
Say your name.
We might say my name.
We might say it at all at the same time, like a chant.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll chant your name.
We'll see
chant
how it comes
your
out.
Name, chant your name.
When we are independent, then you go all later. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Throw your mixes up in there.
We'll sing some Beyonce for you if you give us $1 a month. That's fine. We can do that.
Yes. $1 will make us holler. Beyonce.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's, the $1 tier. And we just, you know, thank you. And we get, you know, if you can and can do that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's huge. If you have a buck to throw our way every month, that really, several bucks come together and they make a big buck. That's like $10.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. We don't want to explain basic math to you guys, but I think we believe in you. Our math skills will improve as yours do too. And we need, the bigger the numbers, the more math we can do.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you want to hear. Those are the bonus episodes. That's just doing quadratic formula.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's the lady, lady friends tier. Mm-hmm. The lady family tier is $5 or more a month. And that will give you the shout out also. We'll also give you access to the first 100 Lady to Lady episodes, which we're going to like putting, you know, we're going to stack some more. You'll have access to those if you're new to the show. And we will also be offering a bonus episode every single month that will be with just us.
Absolutely.
You know, shooting the shit, farting the farts.
Yeah.
We won't always talk about shit. I know we talk about it a lot on the show, but like sometimes we might talk about pee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not all
Tess
of the functions.
Tess couldn't even say that for how much I was making her laugh.
I know. I really have fun.
So, we'll talk about all your favorite fluids.
Yeah, well, each bonus episode we'll focus on one bodily function, and that's we'll go take a deep dive.
I mean, that's an endless pit.
Yeah, no, but it really will be awesome. And then as we move on, there's even potential for those episodes to kind of morph and change into other cool things. So
absolutely.
In general, we're just very excited for the way that this podcast and everything that we do is going to kind of keep progressing and getting more awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's the $5 a month one. That's the lady family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my God, $10 a month. That's the highest tier we have on here.
Yeah. If you want to become an official 4th lady, donate $10 or more a month. That's $2.50 an episode. I like to think what we're doing is worth $2.50. That's
less than a cup of
Subway token. Less than a cup of coffee a week.
Please, someone do that.
Please tell us we're worth $2.50 an episode.
Yeah, please. I hope that's true for you. And for that, you're going to get a shout out on the show. You're going to get access to the first 100 episodes. You're going to get the bonus episode. Plus, every week, we're going to be doing a top secret session, which is an exclusive segment with just the three of us. With maybe a guest sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we'll do it. Sometimes we'll be.
And like we'll be getting into our own personal lady problems on that one. And then whatever else we just feel like the regular feed isn't going to get.
Yeah. Because we do have a lot of off the mic conversations that we have that we're like, oh, we wish we recorded that. Or like they would have loved hearing that.
Yeah, and so that shred of dignity that we had, we're giving it away for $10 a month.
$2.50 a week. Look, we are for sale. We are telling you exactly how much we're worth. And we think you should pay it.
If you were here for Barbara's foot conversation, you know.
Oh, man.
The foot pick. We're barely asking. We're asking for like a pinky toe's worth of donation.
Yeah, and we're giving you everything. Not just our feet, our hearts, our brains.
Yeah.
Everything. And I think our swag for the $10 month, we have a special going on for the very first month. Mm-hmm. You sign up at that level for this month. We have the cutest prayer candles that we made.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been waiting to bust these out so long. I'm so excited we finally get to share them.
They're so awesome.
They are really awesome. It's a candle with each one of us on it. We each have our own little like pose in it. And they are fucking amazing. You guys are going to want these, I guarantee you. And this is only for people who sign up before August 1st, 2018. So you have to get into the $10 round by then. If you don't, then screw you.
No. Yeah.
Still donate that much, but you just won't get
They're not going to be available for quite a while after that. And they'll be way more expensive than this. So highly recommend getting on board with that. Cause they're really awesome. Everybody that has come to my house and has seen them has gone, oh shit.
Yeah. I know. I keep wanting to post them. Now we can finally post them. We've been kind of like waiting to reveal them for this.
They're really great. I've had so many comics that have come over and just been like, it's really good merch.
We know.
You're gonna make other people jealous with these candles.
And
you
that's
can
really
obviously
what this show's
us.
All about. It's really about healthy ways of making other people jealous.
Absolutely.
I agree. Absolutely.
Patreon.com/ladytolady. Also, watch our Patreon video.
We made a really fun intro video with resident hunk Ryan Nemeth.
He's our guy, so if you want to see some abs, look, not only are we giving you great content, there's some great abs from a delightful funny man on our Patreon video
and directed by our original fourth lady David Janov. So
shout out to David.
The whole crew's back together bringing you some really dumb shit.
It was something we
shout out this idea for a video and it came out so great.
It was like we shot it and we just let it go. We let that turd go unpolished and we just shot it, and I'm very happy with it.
You know, like sometimes if like you don't pick up after your dog and the turd just sits there for a long time and then it turns into dust and that dust just like turns into the desert. Like,
and then it just remakes the earth.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what this video is. It's just we're just giving back to the world. It's like a Pocahontas song. It's great.
Right. Yeah.
We're painting
all the colors of the Lady to Lady Wind.
Absolutely. We're just making the beach.
And so if you're not familiar with Patreon, you know, go check it out.
Familiarize yourself with it. If you have any questions, also let us know. But like if you sign up for the 5 or 10 where you get the extra bonus episodes, you get an RSS link that goes into your podcast player of choice. And then that way you don't even have to log back into Patreon if you don't want to. It'll just be in your iPad pod player with all the regular episodes and its own special feed. And it'll feel very special.
Yeah, and we'll also be posting like fun random stuff on the Patreon from time to time. And there's a community part so you can talk to other listeners about the episode you just listened to, or the bonus stuff. But we do, and so they do have these things, you know, like goals, stretch goals and stuff.
Yeah.
And our first one is $5,000 per month, which would be amazing. I mean, that would honestly change each of our lives.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking
kidding. Because honestly, I think like Barbara said, I think a lot of people thought like under the old model that we were making enough money to be paying our rent from the show, and we weren't, and we feel that we deserve to.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. We barely ever pay ourselves. Everything goes back to the show. It's been a long time. You know, if you've been with us for a while, you know we've been doing these shows working hard for a long time. So we're like, all right, it's time to, you know, get a return on this investment. So
And it'll be cool if we can get to $5,000 per month. We're also going to do a live Q&A session where you guys can ask questions, interact with us. It'll be super silly and weird. And it honestly would be a huge life changer.
It would
be huge because all of us do dumb bullshit on the side that we don't like doing, that we have to do to live.
Yes.
And it would be great to not have to do even a fraction. If you could free
just
up,
to take a little bit out of that dumb stuff.
If we've helped you live, help us live.
Yeah.
throw your girls a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of y'all are asking for raises because we've told you to. Mm-hmm. How about giving us some of that raise money?
That's exactly why we told you to.
Yeah. I've been playing that long game. This is a Brandy Posey con that's been coming for a while. All of the lady problems. I'm getting you guys to better places so you can help us.
Mm-hmm. Also, if we get to $5,000 a month, this is really cool. Each of us will be making a little mini individual episode each week. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a mini test,
each month. Yeah.
Right. So you'll get a little mini episode from one of us.
Yeah. We'll each do our own episodes once a month, and you'll still have the bonus episode plus all the other bonus stuff that happens weekly. Like, you're going to get so much lady to lady in your ears. If we can get to that place, your ears and your hearts. That will become a fluid.
We will be seeping out of your pores.
You might need a Q-tip just to kind of dab off the lady to lady.
Exactly.
So yeah, go to patreon.com/ladytolady right now. Check it out. Sign up. Get those candles immediately.
Yeah, they really rule. Like, honestly, I'm so happy with how they turned out. I like look at them all the time. they're so cool.
Even if I wasn't us, I would want one.
Mm-hmm.
Such like a share line.
It really was. I felt your Southern California in that moment.
You.
Like, you sat up a little bit higher when you said it.
That's how cool these are.
Seriously.
Tess is also drinking a Michelada as she's saying this.
Oh my God.
Your SoCal is so hard right now.
I'm drinking a Michelada. This is my first time in my entire life doing this, but I got one of those. And by the way, I recently stopped using plastic straws because they're bad for the environment.
Absolutely.
I'm currently drinking
as I have wanted my
styrofoam cup. No, I'm drinking a styrofoam cup that came wrapped in plastic.
But so it's a Michelada cup that you get at like 7-Eleven that has the spices around it.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, that gets dropped in the ocean. I mean, that's spicy. That's like flavored.
Someone's going to be stoked.
It's Flavor Town for a fucking flounder or something.
Yeah.
There's a guy
Floundery.
Okay.
That's the way he sounds underwater.
Guy Fieri kind of looks like flounder.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a little butt.
They both have
butt
the
face.
Little butt face and the spikes.
Yeah. The spikes in the back.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
But seriously, go look at our Patreon. The rest of our show, we're just going to be doing lady lady stuff. But go look at our Patreon and we'll see you guys in a sec.
Bye. But we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And hope you had fun giving us all of your money. Now we're going to do a MySpace quiz.
Wasn't it nice just to look at our Patreon?
Our faces.
And just look at there's so many new. Can we shout out to our new logo also?
Yes.
By the way, hope you guys like it.
Megan Thompson took a bunch of fun photos of us.
Yeah.
And it's us with our eyes closed.
We look hot.
Yeah.
We look hot.
Even with our eyes closed.
It's pretty close. It's the closest looking to a Kardashian I'll ever be. But I like it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
A
lot of mesh.
Yeah. That was a fun shopping day.
Yeah. It was. We just like running around the Americana.
trying black mesh.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
You guys want to play MySpace quiz?
I super do. Totally play MySpace.
Look, a little behind the scenes for the listeners. We've also been working for 11 hours today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a long day.
There's a lot. lot of stuff that has to happen right now.
Yeah, we are our own admin. We don't have anything else. Just us.
Yeah.
We're the Cerberus behind this.
You know, like in Erin Brockovich, when she's just like starting to figure it out. We're like that.
That's exactly.
We're like.
Speaking of Erin Brockovich, yes. Do go watch our Patreon video because we have got some fierce looks at the end.
We got moves you haven't seen before.
Yeah, real Ocean's 5 over here.
Yes. Julia Roberts' character's name in Ocean 11.
Wait, what?
Julia Roberts' character's name in Ocean
11? Tess.
Yeah.
Boom. That's look right. at that, conspiracy nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, lady conspiracy heads out there.
I hang on to that. Like, it's a real accomplishment of mine. I'm like, you know what, Julia Roberts? I've told so many people that.
No, I get that because in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Brandy by Looking Glass is a song that is a major plot point in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Kurt Russell says Brandy several times. And I'm not going to lie. I was pretty into it.
It feels good.
It feels good.
Fuck you guys. I never get any good Barb. There's never any good Barbaras.
Barbara.
The biggest one is Night of the Living Dead. You know, they say they're coming to get you, Barbara. But that's
a good one.
But that's like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
rough. That's an I'm dying one.
I'm trying to think.
It's always like a mom.
Yeah, there's never sexy Barbaras.
It's an old rich lady, generally.
That's kind of fun.
Which is like future me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll grow into it.
You're just a Barbara before your time.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Classic.
But Babs, I always think about Barbara Streisand.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, but that's too iconic.
Can I tell you?
Tess, Julia Roberts' character from Ocean's 11. You're not.
I'm not overshadowed by that.
Yeah, that's true. Can I say you are the Barbara that comes to mind when I hear the name Barbara? Because I don't know anything about Barbara Streisand.
Of course. So, well, yeah. Now Barbara is the Barbara that comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think of Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Walters?
Oh, my God.
Ba-ba-wa-wa-wa.
Yeah, the fucking crossing guard at my elementary school would do that. Ba-ba-wa-wa to me. I mean, he was very sweet.
Yeah.
It was a classic.
Well, I mean, that's a good crossing guard.
Oh, that one. And then I had, when I worked at Funny or Die, they would sing Seth Morris, your old crush. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, that's fine. He looks like an indie rock Abe Lincoln. I'm okay with that.
Didn't we make him be in A Lady to Lady?
Yeah, I was very nervous the entire time. And then
I didn't know you had a crush on him.
Oh, yeah. When I first moved to LA, he was like one of those improvisers that I would like go see. I would go see improv. That's how hot he was.
Oh, yeah. We all fell through that.
I get it.
Fell in that pit. Did you fall in an improv boy pit?
No, because I was dating. I had like a serious boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. When I was in improv.
Yeah.
Although I had like mad crush. Yeah, I had a couple crushes on like guys in my groundlings class. Yeah. But actually, I did have a crush on someone that we know that I'll tell you.
Oh, and a little bonus. A little... We just like list out the names of our crushes in our bonus episodes. Okay.
I mean, I don't even know. That would take like 10 episodes for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, me and my two best friends in college, we made a husband list, which was just like a list of all of the hot guys that we had crushes on. That we were like trying to will one of them as our husbands in the world.
Oh yeah, I've done.
Got a copy of it somewhere.
One of our bonus episodes forever ago, I read me and Emily's man farm that we wrote.
Oh yeah,
it was famous guys, but we had all them like penned up.
Ours, there are a lot of famous people on ours too, and it's weird because I also like became friends with a lot of them. I was like, oh, this is weird that I'm reading this list. Now.
I do, and maybe this shows that I guess I was a confident teen, but I did think that I was going to grow up. Get relatively famous and have a chance with Leonardo DiCaprio. I was like pretty confident.
Leo Dio.
Because I jerked off to him a lot. So it started to be kind
of. You actually jerked off to like movie stars? I never did
Leo,
that.
Leo, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because that was. Because remember, that was when Romeo and Juliet came out. He was always wet.
I mean, I understand that he was attractive, but I just like never was like, oh, that I am coming to that. It was never that.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, it was for me. Because, like, the guys I went to high school weren't Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but I'm saying I never pictured somebody. It wasn't, like, anything like that.
Oh, you didn't do anything visual?
No. Well, I mean, if I did, it was, like, actual porn. It wasn't like, oh, there's a hot guy.
You never did imagination porn?
No.
Hmm.
Huh. I'm all about the real deal.
What about, I mean, I think for me that, I mean, I remember, like, my panties dropping. That scene in Romeo and Juliet. When that Radiohead song is playing, that dun dun dun.
Chess has like, a fake cigarette up right now.
Yeah. And he's like, there's a voiceover of him reciting Shakespeare, and his shaggy hair is all like beachy and wet, and like Radiohead's playing in the background.
I mean, you're just describing the early 90s. I think.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about? It was
I
the
only
horniest.
Saw it like once.
What? Well, that's why you didn't jerk off to it.
Maybe.
How did you only see Romeo and Juliet once?
I. got past.
I've seen him more than once.
Okay.
I don't like blonde guys.
Oh my
That's
God.
Just a thing.
I'm more of a dark hair.
Yeah, I like a dark hair guy. Because I think
I just like boys, yeah. But come on, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo Dio never did it for me because, and this is why, there was a girl in my, when did, middle school for me is when Titanic came out, I think. Yeah, I think it was middle school. And there's this girl, my name is Brandy. There's a girl named Monica.
Oh, right. I think I've heard.
Have we talked about Monica before?
Wait, no, go for it.
Oh, man. She desperately wanted to be friends with me because she thought it would be funny if we were Brandy and Monica.
That is funny.
She would call me. She would call me every time Dawson's Creek was on TV. And be like,
I like her.
Do you want to watch Dawson's Creek with me? I'd say, no.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was you. You're definitely not a Monica.
This is,
you're
before not. Tess went back and changed her, I got an ID that said Monica.
This is your long game. You're like, I'll start a podcast with you and let you know years
later. But you
later.
Were too nice, so you stayed on the phone with
no,
her.
No, I would get off the phone with her. I would like talk to her a little bit, but I was like, I'm not watching Dawson's Creek with you. I have no interest in this. Because mm-hmm. It was part of my phase, which still kind
I mean,
of exists.
James Vanderbeek. Blonde.
Yeah, blonde guy. I just don't like a blonde guy. And then she saw Titanic in the theater probably like 25 times and was obsessed and like wrote his name all over the notebooks and everything. She would like try to like make me watch like all of his other movies with me. She would show me Growing Pains episodes he was in and be like, Monica, I don't.
How did she get this much access to you?
Because she like lived nearby and she just come over. It was very weird.
Wow. Nobody had smartphones. What else were you going
to
do?
Yeah, it was like middle school. It was like
her entire dream was to make a music video where you two singing about the boy's mind and that Leo was the...
Yeah.
Was
the... That's like straight up what she wanted so badly.
I still like her.
Oh, man. She like, then she like,
I do too.
Thankfully, that was like, this is all pre-high school. High school, she like became a cheerleader and did her own thing. And it was, she That's found, great. She found... Look, you guys can have her.
I'm sorry That's that fine. You seem to be confused.
I don't dislike the song. I just dislike the girl.
I have a question.
Yes.
This has long haunted me. Do you think that The Boy Is Mine...
Yes, it's based on...
It's based on the Michael Jackson Paul McCartney? Okay. There we go.
Based on... There's a Michael Jackson Paul McCartney song, oh, The Girl Is Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a response. It's like a sequel song.
But like 20 years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird. What happened to Monica?
I don't know.
Professional singer Monica, not my Monica.
Well,
I don't give a shit what happened to my Monica.
Ray J kind of took the thunder. Wait, that's Brandy's brother.
That's Brandy's brother, yeah.
Monica, I can't tell you.
I know she had a tattoo that she had to cover up.
Oh.
In that video. She had to wear like a band over it. They wouldn't
was
let her
show. Was
that
a pop-up video?
Yeah. I missed those. Those were
pop-up
fun.
Pop-up video was great.
I like music and learning. That's what pop-up video was. It felt great.
I feel like I could learn anything if it was in a pop-up video.
Yeah.
I know. I need pop-up video for, like, current events.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing, no opinion on it. Just...
I think that's Twitter.
Oh, God,
it's not
is
as
it?
Fun.
It's somehow not as fun.
It's not as fun.
Just the world is burning around you.
Yeah, Smash Mouth should be playing while I'm reading Twitter.
Okay, maybe that would help.
Yeah.
Speaking of back in the high school days, we did pull a MySpace quiz. Are you guys interested in playing MySpace?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? You know?
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Fuck, it just went away. Hold on. Oh, I was going to say, what is the movie you guys have seen the most in the theaters, you think?
Oh. Interesting.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black
what?
Pearl. Yeah.
Why?
Really?
Because I was a...
Really quick with that.
Yeah. No, because I know exactly why. So, or Zoolander. It's one or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zoolander helped me get over 9/11. I'm not even... That's not even like a bit. That like straight up...
It came out right then, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a week after. And me and my friends, like straight up, we went to the cheap theater and saw Zoolander every weekend for probably the next 2 months. Because we were like, this is the only... We don't know what to do.
Yeah, you got to scare
yourself. We watched Zoolander. So we watched Zoolander a ton. The first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, though, came out when I was either a freshman in college or a senior in high school, one or the other. No, it must have been a freshman in college. And me and all my friends, so from Maryland, everybody has boats. We didn't have boats, but we would go, our like tradition every weekend or like whenever people weren't working, we'd go to the earliest showing of Black Pearl possible, and then we would take out somebody's boat and just heckle everybody as pirates.
Oh my God.
So we just have an entire...
This is so... I hate this.
No, it was amazing. It
no,
was
a rule.
We had
this
an entire...
amazing.
It was great. It was
pirates
like a summer
funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Not for the people on the beach. I guess it's fine.
It wasn't a beach. It was other boats. These are a lot of rednecks. We would just like dress up as
other boats. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. we'd go up next to another boat and be like, "Arr, got any whiskey or whatever the hell he drinks rum?" We'd just be like, "Where's all the rum?" We just like quote the movie at them. I was 19. That's what we did.
I think you're 19. I ran into some really oh my god. I was at Whole Foods yesterday and some teenagers came in and I wanted them to die like immediately.
Oh, teens.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh my god, that was me." Like they were just so like having fun, just being annoying, existing.
Yeah, yeah. That's totally what we were.
That's funny because you are naturally a teenager, right? We've talked about this.
I guess.
You have a teen spirit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Smells like it.
Smells like it.
Right?
But I'm definitely like getting, you know, being like, get the fuck away from me.
I'm wondering because ever since I was a teenager, when I was a kid, I've just always wanted teens to think I'm cool. Always. I still want teens to think I'm cool.
It's hard when you see a gaggle of them because you're like, what's about to happen?
But I will say they were very annoying. Mm-hmm. I left the Whole Foods. I was driving and I saw they had gotten pulled over. I think they might have been drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I was like, oh, and I could see they were like asshole bros. I could see them be like, oh, come on, man. I was like, suckers.
Yeah, they suck.
So it was like fun to just see immediately.
I really love a moment when like you see a bunch of teens laughing at something that you also think is funny. And you just go, that's great. Like, you ever do that to a bunch of teens? You just are like, hey, I also think that's funny.
No, I'm not. I don't enter their circle.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I substitute taught in high school for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really how I made inroads with the teens.
Mm-hmm. But you were much closer to being a teen.
I was much closer to being a teen. One of my proudest moments subbing, though, was because we'd have breaks during the day where I would just go, like, to Earth Cafe and, like, read the paper or whatever. And I was walking back to my car and I saw a bunch of, like, my kids and they were, like, ditching school. And one of them was like, oh, shit.
Ooh.
And the other one goes, oh, it's just Miss Barker. She doesn't care. And I was like,
oh, how cool did you feel?
Yeah, pretty cool. They knew.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Wait, what are the movies you guys have seen the most in theaters?
Either Moulin Rouge or Can't Hardly Wait. I saw them both an obscene amount of times.
Interesting.
Because there was a dollar theater by my house. So each one I think I saw, and then I saw every night that week, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw Moulin Rouge, I think, twice. I'm not like a go to the movie. I very rarely see a movie more than once in the theater.
Yeah. I did see Gaudi twice. I just saw that for the second time.
Oh, wow. So recently.
I hadn't had sex yet, and I was...
Yeah, you were thirsty.
You know, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I had nothing else to do.
It's either Romeo and Juliet or Titanic.
Oh my god, you are Monica.
A lot of wet seats in the fucking
I just liked a wet Leo.
Wait, can I wrote a chain letter that I tried to spread on the internet about how much I hated Titanic before I
did
even
you really
saw
hate it?
I never even saw it. I wrote this thing because it was just to troll Monica.
Of course, you would be the head Titanic hater.
But then when I finally did see it, I'm not a fan.
It didn't make you cry?
No.
Because Barbara and I saw it as adults and it does suck.
Yeah.
But
We even saw the 3D.
Yeah. And we were, I still remember that day. That was a really fun day because we watched the stabbing episodes of Cheaters.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then we went and got Umami Burger. And then we went and saw Titanic. It was such a good day.
I don't remember those. It sounds fun.
Oh, just 51st dates with Barbara Gray.
Yeah, every day of my life.
Yeah, but no, Titanic, because, yeah, again, I loved Leo so much. And, like, it really got to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like an ugly cry. And then it felt so good because I would get in my car and the Celine Dion, or my friend Eric's car, I would go with him. He was my Titanic buddy.
Right. Yeah, you got to have a Titanic.
Yeah, he had just come out of the closet. So we would just go, we both were in love with Leonardo DiCaprio, and we would just go ugly cry for like 2 hours. And then we would get in his car and the Celine Dion song would be playing. And then that would make us cry more.
Oh, I see.
It felt great.
This is really funny. So weird, but we're all dorks, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm
very cool. What are you talking about?
I was a freshman in college. I wasn't even in high school. I lived in the dorms with my best friend, Emily, and Moulin Rouge came out, and I would sing to her. I pretended I was a Toulouse-Lautrec, and I would sing to her.
Would you get down on your knees?
Yes! And I would try to make her come see the movie with me, and I would stay up till like all hours of the night pleading with her to come.
Oh my god, you're both Monicas. You're both Monicas. Oh my god.
I was Monica as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by Monicas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely half Rachel, half Phoebe, but in this scenario, I'm Monica.
That's so funny.
All right, let's get off one or two of these cues.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, these are all boring.
Would you be a pirate? It's literally one of these questions. That's funny.
Would you?
No. No, it seems awful. The life would be awful. I don't want to be on both that often. You don't get a shower that much.
Yeah.
Also, everyone's a criminal.
And you're probably
poor. Yeah, but if you're all a criminal, then just that's how life is.
Yo-ho.
Well, I mean, now we're just talking about, like, just the worst of the worst.
No, what do you prefer to drink in the morning? Diet Coke is what this person said.
That's incorrect.
Real rough.
That's my mom's beverage of choice in the morning. She likes a room temp DC.
Brendan's mom is a real big Diet Coke head. It's intense.
That's like, I feel bad because I can't, I'm so condescending to my mom when it comes to Diet Coke. I'm just like, Mom.
Yeah.
This is so gross. Like, I know. And like, who am I to, for of all people?
Because you're drinking a Michelada out of a styrofoam cup. I do. Diet Coke is one of those things that I do see a lot of like middle-aged ladies. It's one of those.
Yes. It's very one of those generational.
Many adult things that I'm like, when does the change happen?
Yeah.
We have seltzer, though. I think like seltzer has taken the place of that.
You know, I used to be a Diet Coke person, actually. And it was the same period of my life when I was a cigarette smoker. I was real into like Diet Coke and a cig. And then something happened where I just hated both. Like they both started tasting as chemically to me as they are. Yeah. But now I can't stand Diet Coke. Like, it gives me a really bad headache.
I drink maybe 10 sodas a year.
And none of them are diet, right?
No. If I'm drinking a soda, I'm going full hog.
I definitely do. That's how I feel. Still do diet sodas.
Yeah.
Do you like the taste?
No. It's just a means to an end.
Sure. And you know what really improves a diet soda is alcohol.
Oh, God, no. That's the worst, though. I will not do it.
Oh, give me a Diet Coke and rum.
Oh, blah, blah. Okay. What's your favorite piece of jewelry?
Wearing it. I have a two skeleton ring that like they go back on. They're like, yeah, well, I got this my senior year of high school when I went to senior week. When you're from Maryland, you go to Ocean City, Maryland for a week after you graduate high school. And every senior goes there. And the entire month of June is just overrun with 18-year-olds in Ocean City, Maryland. It's fucking crazy. And it's really fun. It's really fun. And everybody gets like either like super fucked up or gets tattoos that they regret, or like it's just a city that is just a feral 18-year-olds. Super fun. And I got this ring on my senior week and I've had it ever since.
What is it about being that age? It's just youth. It's just stupidity.
Well, it's also like it's right when it's the first taste of real freedom too, because you've
but
just
nothing
graduated.
To sully it.
Like, yeah.
It's just, you're just independent and free and you don't know anything about the world yet.
Mm-hmm. I remember our senior week house had an ant problem and our friend Carl that was Boy Scout, and every Boy Scout, every Eagle Scout that I've ever met is actually a secret pyromaniac. That's like what
sounds about right.
That's what's really going on there. We had an ant problem, and he took my friend Megan's hairspray and he sprayed them. It was a giant fireball, and then all of the ants were gone. And we were like, "Are we dead? What just happened?" Yeah. It was that's what senior week in Maryland's like. Also, there was a girl named Megan that was naked in a sleeping bag all week long with a bottle of vodka, and that was her plan for senior week. I saw her on the first night, and she was like, "I'm gonna be drunk and naked in my sleeping bag for a week."
She sounds
tight. We're Megan.
Yeah, you guys are Megans and Monicas.
What happens is when you graduate from being a Monica, you become a Megan.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's
true.
A transitional phase. It's like a cocoon. She was in her cocoon to become whatever. What is after that? Not Sarah. That's gotta be their end name.
Yeah,
Meredith.
Meredith. Meredith totally works in HR. She's cleaned
this
up.
This is her crazy days before mayor.
But Meredith has a tattoo that no one knows about.
Oh, yeah. Her husband only sees it twice a year.
Yeah. Oh, poor Meredith's husband. Do you think it's your favorite ring because it reminds you of the trip?
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't like a lot of jewelry. I like fake costume jewelry, or I like something that's very like kind of like androgynous kind of, and that's kind of what this was.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of a great trip. I like, it also reminds me of death all the time, which reminds me to like live my life the way I want to. So just it's a good thing. And also I had one time a weirdo in Iowa City asked me if my skeleton ring meant that I liked Led Zeppelin, and it was one of my favorite weirdos I've ever talked to.
Oh,
so yeah,
it's a good weirdo intro.
Yeah, I have a bit about it, and I want to do it. So yeah, but yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm not gonna do a bit at you guys.
Bit at us.
What if we just started doing our bits at each other?
Oh,
how bad would that be? Ugh,
gross.
Yeah. What about you guys? What's your favorite jewelry?
I mean, you know, I like my engagement ring.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Your Betsy Ross.
My Betsy Johnson.
Betsy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, my Betsy. That's cool. Engagement ring is kind of an obvious answer, but I have a friendship bracelet that Betsy Johnson tied on me, And I made a wish when she tied it on to me. And so, like, that's meaningful because I think about, like, wanting that wish to come true. And obviously, it's cool to make a wish. Well, Betsy Johnson ties on a friendship bracelet onto you, and she wears a matching one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I like that.
And, yeah, the engagement ring, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, can we talk about my skeleton ring was $10. I've spent probably $70 getting it resoldered over time.
Whoa,
yeah, I've had this thing fixed, like, 5 or 6
this
times.
That's insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had it fixed, like, 5 or 6 different times now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have any. I wear this ring. I don't remember where it came from. I think my parents gave it to me.
Which one?
Just this, like, gold ring.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And then my parents gave me one of my 16th birthday I still have that has, like, rubies in it because that's my birthstone.
That's nice.
That I have. But one of the rubies fell out and I needed it fixed. They also gave me a locket that I'm like, well, I guess this is, like, some sad thing I wear eventually, but not now.
Why don't you put a picture of, like, your grandma in it or something?
No, there's, I mean, they put pictures in it.
Oh,
my mom, I think she put pictures of them in it or something. It's just not something I'm going to, like, wear, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just not a jewelry person.
I got a mom locket, and it's like, you don't want to deal with that every day.
Yeah, it's a lot
to be like, like, I want to contemplate my mortality in a fun way.
And
not
also,
like
it's for other people to ask about, and that's like,
I'm like, here's my mom's hair. I don't really want to do that on, like, Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I am, though. My mom has a ton of jewelry, so I'm like, all right, I guess
you're gonna like it someday.
She has eventually.
A ton of hair. Well, that too. But I'll get her hair and her jewelry someday.
I absolutely love jewelry.
Yeah.
I loved, like, one scene I really relate to in movies is in Casino when Sharon Stone goes crazy and she has to get into the safe deposit box and she's like, my jewelry! Like, that's me. I love jewelry.
I have a lot of fun jewelry that I like. I don't like wearing it that often. It's like very special occasion stuff for me. Like, I don't wear it on the reg.
I wear jewelry every day. Huh. Like, I feel so naked without earrings in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And, like,
you
if
look
I'm going.
Naked.
Thank you. I am actually literally naked right now, so I'm not revealing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is what happens when it's just the three of us. It's just a real naked podcast.
We turn into a sweat lodge, the glam cake.
I will say, I think this is a tip someone gave me for job interviews that I think is a good tip. Wear a, like, notable piece of jewelry when you go to a job interview because it helps people remember you better.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, I usually just
like
make
that.
Sure my nips are hard the whole time.
Oh, well, yeah. Again, you go in nakes, but
No, I don't go naked. I just go with, like, extra hard nipples that they cannot avoid looking at.
I also do that, but I put it in piercings that just say, give me the job.
Little flags?
Yeah, just like flags that pop out halfway through.
Do you guys think you would feel comfortable hooking up with someone who had nipple rings?
Yeah. I would be worried.
You would?
Yeah, I'm Snapchatting with a guy who lives in San Diego, so it's probably happening.
Yeah, that's, you get your driver's license and they put some rings
it's
in those
required
nips.
To vote there. Yeah. I think I would just be so afraid of, like, ripping it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's that common, though. I mean, you had your belly button pierced, right?
And stuff. A guy's sweaters got caught on it pretty regularly.
Yeah, every once in a while I'd catch it and it would hurt.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the hoops. Maybe the barbell
feels
less.
But it's hooking with them, not your, it's not on you.
But if I had something on, then I could get there. No, I don't know. It just seems precarious.
Yeah. It's something to be aware of, to watch out for.
It just gives me the heebie-jeebies, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right.
All right, we'll be back. Hi, everybody. It's Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Okay.
We've never done that here, but sure, why not?
Mixing things up.
Yep. We're an hour 12 of our day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It's been a long one. We're going to do a lady problem. If you like lady problems and you want to hear us do our own and you know we've got some dumb, juicy shit happening, you can subscribe to the Patreon level and get the top secret session.
Some dumb, juicy shit
some dumb,
But you know, I mean, we don't leave a lot. Like we said, the shred of dignity we have left will be gone.
Look,
so
we leave it all in the field.
Yeah. So if you want to hear some of those dumb issues we have. Why am I still talking? Go ahead.
My issues are very smart.
I'm done.
I don't know about yours.
I'm
LadyToLadyComedy@gmail.com is the email address if you have a lady problem you would like us to solve. Here's a theme song. Fucking take it.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
Okay. There we go. I love your show. You three are amazing, and your show is a highlight of my week. I've never submitted before, but here's a lady problem for you. Last September, I moved into a new apartment. On the day I moved in, a handsome young man strolled up to me from the house next door and introduced himself.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
My dream.
Over the last year, I've learned more about him from small talk in the yard. He's smart, friendly, not creepy, hardworking, and handsome, and progressive. He has a great reputation in the neighborhood for being helpful, friendly, and a good person. One of my lady neighbors even suggested I make a move because he's a great guy.
Can you imagine someone having a great reputation in the neighborhood? I've never even heard of this.
I just would be so happy.
Where do you live? Pleasantville?
I love this. I began referring to him as my hot neighbor to my friends and fantasizing/joking about dating him or marrying him someday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you do with a hot neighbor. Recently, he asked me to hang out one-on-one, and we had an awesome time. We had so much to talk about and a ton of similar interests. It was a nice, casual setting. I felt super comfortable. We have a very similar goals and lifestyle and are both single and around the same age. I thought we had a great connection. Sounds amazing, right? Well, yesterday, I was in the yard chatting with hot neighbor about the renovation he's doing at his house. He's the carpenter.
Mm. Jesus Christ.
He was explaining.
Sounds very hot.
Yeah. He was explaining that he's renovating two bedrooms and the bathroom. Turns out there's only one bathroom at his house. This was maybe a little invasive of me, so I asked, so where do you go to the bathroom? He replied that there's a random shower in the basement that he's been showering and peeing in. My curiosity got the best of me, and I asked, what if you don't have to pee? He goes on to explain that he has made, quote, arrangements in his garage.
Hold on. I need to back up. There is only one bathroom at his house, but does that one not have a toilet?
I think he's redoing it.
Okay.
Let me summarize. He is pooping in a bucket in his garage. The man of my dreams is pooping in a bucket in his garage.
Yeah.
He also said he expects to have the bathroom renovation completed by September 1st. That means he intends to continue pooping in his garage all summer long. Is this a deal breaker? What do you do when you meet the perfect potential partner and then find out they're shitting in their garage? P.S. She sent some follow-ups. His garage is detached from his house. And I can clearly see him walk back and forth from his house.
No, you're seeing him go.
You know what he's doing.
Oh, no.
Men are so funny.
It's not a composting toilet. I asked. just a regular old poop bucket. Also, he owns his house, and I'm just renting.
I was gonna say it wasn't a deal breaker, but having to watch him go take the poop walk.
Yeah, I mean, as we've all said, the main thing I recommend doing when you want to get over a guy is picture them pooping. Yeah.
You don't have to go far for this.
No.
Just walk downstairs.
No, you really don't. That said, as someone who, like, I feel like I am with, like, you know, the guy of my dreams.
Yeah,
it's all about finding the guy of your dreams and finding out he poops in a bucket.
Yeah,
some version of that.
Everyone's doing something.
Every woman poops in a bucket.
Especially if you are a woman who's interested in men, the person who you end up falling for is going to have all the boxes checked and then a bucket that they shit in of some form.
Absolutely.
In a way, I think, like, consider yourself lucky that you already know what the poop bucket is.
It's an actual bucket that you poop in, which is better than a metaphorical bucket of poop.
Until September 1st, so.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I remember when Sean and I first started dating. I can't believe I didn't break up with him. We were on, remember when he lived in Silver Lake?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Remember when I told you? Did I tell you?
Wait, what?
Oh. Okay. We were, like, out on his front porch one night, and he just stood up, walked the opposite side of the porch, and started pissing off of his porch.
Oh, that's the moment you knew.
I got so pissed. I mean, no pun intended, but I got so pissed. I mean, I was like, we had just started dating.
Yeah,
I was like,
rough.
You're just dating me, and your bathroom is 100 feet inside. Like, go to the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
I also had this happen to me with a guy who was trying to, like, hit on me recently. And
he pissed in front of you?
No, but, well, he used his yard. He was like, oh, he got the yard.
Well, my dick's out right now.
Because I didn't see it. Yeah, but he was like, he lived in an area where that wasn't that uncommon. But I was like, well, if you're trying to seduce me, this is not,
not going to work.
The route.
And that doesn't even occur to them.
No.
That's how often they're pissing in their own yard. Yes. I understand. I'm a rustic woman. As we all know, I've had emergencies.
Tess Barker, rustic woman.
I'm a rustic woman.
own house?
Yeah.
To be fair, we don't understand what it's like to be able to pee that easily. And I might, I probably would be doing that.
Yeah, I would be lying if I said there wasn't some jealousy involved.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
I do.
But we're talking about pooping in a bucket. We're not talking about peeing on the porch.
I do think.
And there's a difference.
The pee also, I think, reminds them of their freedom a little bit. Zach Peterson, who's a great comic, he was telling me his dad is like, owns a farm in Nebraska. Recently tore down the house. When his mom passed away, he tore down the house. He built a new house. And in his new house, he has a urinal on the front porch.
No.
Because when he's working in the fields, he can just come on his porch and use his porch urinal.
What the fuck is so hard about walking to a bathroom in your house?
Wait, like, but also, why do you have the urinal? Why are you just not pee in the ground then?
Because honestly.
Because he's still a classy old man.
Oh, God.
I hate it. I absolutely hate
three bathrooms in his house. He has that. He has a first floor bathroom, a second floor bathroom. Also, he has a bay window overlooking his fields that he has a giant ship's wheel that he can stand in his ship's wheel and look out at his
fields.
Does
he piss in the window while he does that?
I mean, he could. He absolutely could. But yeah, Jack was telling me about his dad's porch urinal, and I was this is who men are. Great.
I thought it was Zach that did that.
No, his dad did it.
Even still.
But Zach will inherit that house someday. That's his birthright.
It's just lazy. Now, to get back to this shit bucket. Okay.
I mean, I think have him move in.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tell him you know where he's shitting. You know where he's sleeping.
Well, you could be like, make him a meal and be like, I think it's time you shit where you eat.
Yeah. Shit where you eat, buddy. Let's do this.
Oh my God. Tess is really gone. This is it. We should say goodbye. This is
we broke
all for her. I mean, yes.
I saw it coming. That was
she's crying.
Slow-mo.
She's actually crying.
Oh man.
Anyway.
Look, he could rent a porta potty. Should rent a porta potty.
He should rent
a porta potty.
He seems like he's in financial standing.
He's saving a little money.
An Airbnb.
To be fair, what is a porta potty except for pretty much just a bucket? A bucket of shit.
Yeah, and that's exactly how straight men think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. He's like, am I going to pay for me to shit in a fancy bucket or am I just going to shit in one?
Yeah. I don't 100% disagree with his choice. I wish he had not told you.
He should not have revealed.
Yeah.
But I think that means he likes her in a weird way.
Ask him. So they're comfortable enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. When you're in a relationship, eventually shit becomes a part of it. That's just kind of what happens when you're in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so it's nice to kind of like have this fun and flirty
intro to.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the bucket shitting, it's kind of like when you find like a really cool house that's like listed poorly on Craigslist. You're like, no one else is coming for this.
Yeah.
Because the listing sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like the shit bucket might be keeping other women away.
I think that's a good idea.
Are you woman enough to handle the shit bucket?
Yeah. Also, let's talk about this shit bucket. He's not sitting on the rim of a shit bucket. He's probably squatting over it.
I hope he bought a toilet seat.
Oh, because I was assuming he was just like squatting
hovering.
Over it. Yeah, he's doing a little shit hover, which means he's got nice quads. He's working. Yeah. He's getting a workout in.
Okay, I do feel like we're giving this guy a little much credit though. This is really gross.
It's gross.
It's really like
But also to his credit, he's like rebuilding his own house. This is like sometimes like men are like doing a bunch of manly stuff. They lean in a little bit too hard. So I think he's just like, I'm like sweating and shitting and I'm building a house. I think it's just all happening at once.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like he's just doing, you know, like
it's guys, raw time for him.
Yeah, guys do that where they're just like, oh, I'm growing a beard and pulling the weeds and tilling the land. Like that's what's going on. He's having a man moment.
Yeah.
You're a caveman right now.
It just does suck that I don't think anything happened with them yet. Like, you don't really want to hear about one's shit bucket before coitus.
No.
But she did ask.
She did ask. She did ask. She wanted to know.
She did.
Yeah.
And
it might, and honestly, it might also just be an emergency shit. Maybe he's like, when he's out, he like uses a public restroom, but like when he's home at night, where's he gonna go?
Seems really stressful.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem stressful. I would have rented a porta potty, but I'm also not a man building a house.
I mean, think about it this way. You can hold this over his head forever.
Absolutely.
If you get together.
And that's true. Yeah. I still give Sean shit for the pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this is like, can be a real fun inside joke that
Absolutely.
If you guys end up together before September 1st, if the shit bucket's still happening, you can leave some funny, a funny note on the shit bucket. Yeah. Don't get near it. Never mind. Don't get near it.
No. I think buying him a toilet seat if he doesn't have one is a pretty fun first gift. If his birthday is before September 1st.
You can get one of those coffee mugs shaped like a toilet. Yeah. You know, like you've got an endless supply of gag gifts and making fun of him, telling it people at parties.
Yeah. So their whole relationship is going to be now not based on the fact that he's this hot, sexy, progressive guy.
Well, it is because she would not be doing it without that. He needs to be that for her to overcome. Yeah.
And you know what? It's all about, in every relationship, whether it's business or romantic, you should have the upper hand.
Absolutely.
If he shits in a bucket, honey, you have the upper hand.
You absolutely do. Never be intimidated by him. He might seem like the perfect man, but he still shits in a bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ladies out there, just find the thing that you're scared of. It shits in a bucket. Find it. Find that thing's bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shit in that bucket. Don't do that.
I don't know. I mean, I do feel for her that she has to watch him take that walk.
I mean, time it. I'm curious to know how long it is.
You don't know he's back there doing that.
Well, I mean,
he's
not just going to go in the garage just to...
If there's a live shit bucket in there.
I want to know what the...
A live shit bucket.
I want to know what the cleaning up process is.
I thought I did.
A compost situation.
I thought I did want to know, and I actually don't. Because
that's what I'm
getting
confused
kind of
about.
Like, I mean, because okay. I hope... I'm going to put it this way. I stopped cleaning my pipes because I was like, you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Pipes cost $12. I'm not going to...
Oh, you mean smoking pipes.
Yeah, I was running through the Rolodex of what pipes we're talking about.
I'm going somewhere with this. I stopped cleaning my smoking pipes because I used to get in there with
they're real gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? You're an adult. Throw the pipe away. Go get a new pipe.
Oh.
So I like to think maybe he's throwing the bucket away and getting a new bucket.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bummer for that dumpster guy. For the garbage man.
I hope
man.
You don't come upon the fucking...
The word is garbage man, not dumpster guy, by the way.
I'm a dumpster guy.
I have met lots of dumpster guys.
Yeah.
And none of them worked in waste management.
Look, just make sure he's not a garbage fire and you'll be okay.
I mean, yeah, all of us agree, not a deal breaker.
No, this is not a deal breaker for me.
I just feel like, if anything, we all learned a lot about ourselves.
Yeah. No, I knew this was for sure.
I know it's tough out there. Yeah. I mean, a hot neighbor, I can't. You had me. You had me at the hot neighbor. You got to do something
real
bad.
Lives right there.
Yeah.
It's just right there.
He's known in the neighborhood. Handy. What's sexier than a handy guy?
Yeah. Carpenters are pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not only is it not a deal breaker, I feel like if anything, we're thinking maybe it gives him some extra credit.
Yeah. He's a little
I'm
feral.
Just kidding. It's definitely a ding.
But
it's
like
really
said,
gross.
But you're going to find out about the dings eventually.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go in knowing a big one. Mm-hmm.
Hold it over him forever. I think that's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's like whenever you go to a national park and they got the toilet that's just the giant hole in the ground.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, but it is his home.
It's his home.
Yeah.
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 Worst things have happened in a garage.
I will say,
bucket.
I think I've said it on here before. When I first started dating Sean, he had a beach towel tacked over his window as a curtain.
Yep.
These are straight men.
Yeah, you need, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's kind of just what happens.
Best of luck. Send us a pic. I want to see the hot neighbor.
Seriously.
Not the shit bucket.
Not the shit
bucket. No.
Don't send us that.
Please update us. And obviously, we shouldn't even have to say this, but make sure you use the bathroom before you go over to his house.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I was going to say, we have a friend who, when I lived in Hollywood, I don't even care, but we have a good friend who, when I lived in Hollywood, he likes to stay up late, and he would call me sometimes at like 7 a.m. and be like, mm-hmm. Can I come over and take a shit at your house?
Oh.
Wait, what?
I bet I know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. Why?
He'd be out feraling around.
Yeah, he'd be out feraling around, and I lived in a studio in Hollywood, and I'd be like, fine, come over and take a shit.
Oh, he was like out late. I thought he was at his house, and then he needed to come.
No, he would be out feraling around. Yeah, and feral. Then, because I lived in like the feral area, he would ask to come over.
I know you're trying to hint to me at who this is.
You won't be surprised.
Yeah.
You won't be the least bit surprised.
Hey, patreon.com/ladytolady. Maybe you find out who it is. Are we talking about you?
But I will say, as someone who has had a studio that a friend liked to shit at, don't offer that up because you don't want your...
No.
Yeah.
That's the thing though. Would you rather him be shitting in your house all the time or in the bucket?
Bucket.
In the bucket. Yeah. It's better.
Depends if it's a studio. I lived in a studio, so it was really a problem.
There's no escaping.
Yeah.
To me, the bucket means that he's thrifty and self-sufficient.
He's something.
He's something for sure.
Send us a picture of him.
Yeah.
I really want to see him.
Yeah. And gosh, guys, good luck. Yeah, I really can't wait to hear about this. As always, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you didn't do it before, please head over to our Patreon. We really are stoked about what's going on over there.
Can you just do it right now? Just open up another browser and just patreon.com/ladytolady. $1, $5, or $10. Get those candles. They rule.
They're cute as fuck.
They're so fun.
They are super cute. And you're super cute.
Oh my God. We love you guys.
Love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.